Cybersecurity criminals are more sophisticated, bold, and resilient than ever, according to a new study by U.S. computer networking company Cisco, which revealed major flaws in businesses' attempts to thwart and recover from attacks. Among the shortcomings, Cisco found a 10% drop in up-to-date security infrastructure reported by organizations over the course of a year. The company analyzed 115,000 devices. 92% were running software with known vulnerabilities. Cisco principal engineer Jason Brevnik told VOA via Skype that attackers will target anybody.
They've got an entire ecosystem that they're able to leverage. And it doesn't matter if they're attacking a person for a cyber ransom or a business. What they do is they find out what they can leverage and then they use it.
He says that as defenders move toward more continuous analytics models, they're able to more quickly detect an attack and outsource instant responses.
Numerically, we see that as an industry, it's a 100 to 200 day estimate for the detection of a breach. But more modern technologies, as people deploy them, are able to push that number down into a matter of hours.
The fight against cybercrime has opened a largely untapped job market for cybersecurity practitioners, which Forbes reports is expected to grow from $75 billion in 2015 to $170 billion by 2020. Tara Sinclair, chief economist of Indeed, a global job site company based in the U.S., says employer security concerns have led to a large increase in demand for trained professionals in the field.
They're definitely concerned about their businesses. They're concerned about having employees that are protective of their property and making sure that they're not going to be attacked.
Globally, Cisco has estimated there are 1 million unfilled jobs in cybersecurity. Symantec, the world's largest security software vendor, expects this gap to grow to 1.5 million by 2019. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。